Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Isikhathi 7:30 siyalambulela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 9 Mabasa 2018 igama ngo Chris Gande endaweni zethu zalamhlanje.
Triple A kaMasisi isiqiniseko sokuthi isinqumo esathathwa ngukhama lo mongameli uMnangagwa after ukutshintsha kombuso eZimbabwe last year. Concurrent mazamabili they are working together, it's still there.
Umongameli omutsha uMogoetsi Masisi weleBotswana wethekelele weleZimbabwe lamuhla kuhambo lwakhe lokuqala ukuphuma elizweni lokhe egcotshwe ukuqala umsebenzi.
Uthamisa uvakatshele eMatamhlophe. EMatamhlophe kuyimuseum yeJoshua Nkomo National Foundation. Yikho lapha uThamisa ahambe khona. Lokho okokuthi khona uThamisa uvakatshele umuzi kaNkomo eThalandaba akufile kuqinisa.
Osokuqhamuke inkulumo phezu kokwethekelelwa kwemuli kamoyi umnumzana Joshua Nkomo ngumkhokheli webandla leMDCT umnumzana Nelson Chamisa. Izakhamizi zeVictoria Falls zidla amahabula ngokungaqatshwa kwabantu abadabuka kulumango ekwakhiweni kweVictoria Falls Shopping Mall. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Umongameli omutsha uMogoetsi Masisi weleBotswana usanda kuthatha intambo zombuso kulelo lizwe wethekelele eleZimbabwe lamuhla kuhambo lwakhe lwakuqala ekuphumeni elizweni lokhe egcotshwe ukuqala umsebenzi mhlaka 1 Mabasa. Intatheli zindaba eStudio 7 uMartin Ngwenya usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
UMasisi othethe isikhundla asitshiyelwe ngumongameli Ian Khammer ensukwini esanda kwedlula akazange achithe isikhathi engene endizamtshini olubhekisa kwele Namibia lamhla ekuseni, kwathi emini wadlulela eHarare. Uhambo lwakhe eHarare lulandela uhambo olufanayo lwenziwa ngomunye wakhe weleZimbabwe umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, yena wayethekelela uKhammer ngoNhlolanja lonyaka. Amazwe omabili akhanyelelwe ukuqinisa ubudlelwano, njalo uhamba lwakhe lolu lutshengisa ukuthi okwakuvunyelwana phakathi kwamazwe omabili nesikhathi sikaKhammer kuzaqhubekela phambili. Unobhala eofisini ebona ngendaba zaphandle kweBotswana umnumzana Haimeli Huitsimang utshele intatheli zindaba ukuthi uhambo lukaMasisi ngolokuqinisa ubudlelwane lamazwe angomakhelwane kuqala ngeZimbabwe kanye leNamibia.
The president of the former president of Botswana visited Namibia.
Lolu hambo indlela yokuqhubeka siqinisa ubudlelwane lamazwe omabili. Ungakhumbula ukuthi uKhama ke wavakatshela eNamibia kukanti umongameli weZimbabwe welapha, ngakho sijonge ukwakha ubudlelwane.
Amazwe omathathu alobelana isivumelano sokwakha injanji ezaba amakhilomitha angaba inkulungwane lamakhulu amahlanu i-1500 km, njalo ibe lendleko yezigidi zamadola eMelika ezidlula amakhulu ayisithupha i-600 million. Abanye abeZimbabwe abrona abafana lomnumzana Mbongeni Mguni bathi uhambo lukaMasisi esiya eZimbabwe masinya kangaka esehlalweni utshengisa ukuzimisela ekulungiseni ubudlelwano obaqalwa ngukhama engaphumi ehofisini.
Triple A kaMasisi isiqiniseko sokuthi isinqumo esathathwa ngukhama lo mongameli uMnangagwa concurrent mazamabili they are working together, it's still there, it's just a recommitment.
IBotswana ngelinye lamazwe amukela ngenjabulo ongena kwaMnangagwa embusweni ngemva kokugwenqulwa kombuso wayengumongameli uRobert Mugabe, njalo besithi bazinikele ukuncedisa ukuvuselela umnotho weZimbabwe. Amazwe omabili aphakathi kokukhulumisana phezu kokuphindela kweziphepheli zeZimbabwe, njalo bakhulumisana ngomthetho wokudubula inkomo zeZimbabwe ezingena eBotswana besithi akudingwe enye indlela. IZimbabwe inxuse iqembu lesizwe leBotswana lamaZebras ukuthi bezodlala emdlalweni wokunanza uzibuso ngolwesithathu evikelizayo, okuyisibonelo sokukhumisana umlotha phakathi kwamazwe womabili. NginguMartin Ngwenya oyindaba zeStudio 7 ngiseHabron kweleBotswana.
Usikomiti womanyano we-European Union umnumzana Niven Mimica ophakathi kohambo lokuvakatshela eZimbabwe wazise ukuthi umanyano we-EU uzapha ilizwe leZimbabwe eliphathisa ngenhlelo zezempila kahle ezibiza imali ngamadola eMelika ayizigidi ezingamachumi afika phose amathathu i-$28 million. UNeven uthe evela hlangana lomongameli Mnangagwa wathi umanyano we-EU uzimisele ukuphathisa ilizwe leZimbabwe endleleni yokuya kumbuso kantandoka iphikiswa phambilini kokhetho. Umanyano we-EU wawumise ukuphathisa ilizwe leZimbabwe ngoncedo ngomnyaka ka-2012 usethesa uhulumende kamongameli Robert Mugabe amacala okwephula ilungelo likaZulu. Kodwa waqala ukuphathisa ilizwe ngomnyaka ka-2015. Uncwedo lolu olwe $28 million luzaphathisa ekutholiseni abesifazane labantwana impilakahle engcono, ukusungula imisebenzi lokuphathisa abesifazane ukuthi bathole imithi yekwelamisa abantwana.
Yebo, mthwakazi omuhle. Belikwazi na ukuthi umsakazo we-Studio 7 usulohlelo lwezindaba ekuseni kusukela ngomvulo kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu. Lingakhuthwa izindaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi athi 909 medium wave 4930-6065-15460 laku 13860 kHz ku short wave. Lingakhohlwa njalo luhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa obe-Facebook kukhasi le-VOA Ndebele ngomvulo. Vulo ngolesithathu langolwesihlanu kusukela ngo 4:15 pm kusiya ku 5 pm. Lilakho njalo kusixhuma ku WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318. Ngiyaphinda njalo 0012024650318. Ngenani njalo ku Facebook kukhasi lethu ele VOA Ndebele.
Sokuqhamuka inkulumo phezu kokwethekelelwa kwemuli kamoya umnumzana Joshua Nkomo ngumkhokheli webandla le-MDCT umnumzana Nelson Chamisa. Isikhulumeli sikaChamisa umnumzana Luke Tamborinyoka utshele intatheli zindaba izolo ukuthi ngemva kokuvakatshela owayengumkhokheli wabalwa impi yenkululeko ngomgqibelo umnumzana Jabulani Sibanda emzini wakhe enkulumane bavakatshele imuli kamoya umnumzana Nkomo ematshamhlophe. Sixoxelo saphethe isikhundla sesikhulumeli se-MDCT unkosazana Thabita Khumalo saqala ngokumbuza ukuthi kulembiko ethi iningi labaye emhlanganweni owenzelwe kobulawayo e-White City Stadium bekungabantu abavela phandle kwedolobho lakobulawayo abalethwe ngamabhasi lezimota.
Hayi, asithini thina njengebandla elikhokhela ngobaba uChamisa sikuzwile khonoko. Asithi laba abafundileyo abafundele inombolo wakhangele White City yi-100 meters by 120 meters angithi so njengoba kuthiwa siyithetha abantu sababhasa ungathatha ibhasi eyodwa ithwala abantu abangu-75 isithwele abantu abangu-75 ndingangasithi kungakuthiwa sibisa amabhasi angu-50 imali yangikhona siyabe siyithethe ngaphi thina vele siludubo lwemali njalo siyabe sibathwalelana abantu ukuthi sifuna ukuthabisa abanye ngoba uma sibathwala sabe sizigambela thina amanga and njalo abalandeli bethu abagcwala indawo yonke eZimbabwe lapha balelungelo lokuthi balandele umhlangano wabo ingane ezinkonzweni abanye basuka igatshana njengabomanikaland besiyahlangana esolusa sokulicala khonokho asilasikhathi sokubhasa abantu nasingesikhathi sokwazisa isizulu ukuthi uhamba njani.
Ungasitshela ukuthi uhambe njani umongameli sizwa kuthiwa uhlangane lemuli yakomuyi uJoshua Nkomo waphiwa intonga kuliqiniso yini lo?
Uhlangene uhambile ubaba upresident uChamisa beseyahlangana emuseum lapho ugcine izinto zikababa umuyi uJoshua Nkamuko Nyongolo Nkomo esiyakhangela ukuthi kuminjani waxoxisana nabantu abangikhona ngale iwe usazisile ukuthi utshenjiswe intonga sesizamelela nje ukuthi uzayiphiwa nini kodwa isithembiso sibe khona.
Sizwa kuthiwa njalo umnumzana Chamisa uye emzini kamnumzana Jabulani Sibanda owayengumkhokheli wabalwa impi yenkululeko ekuzanu PF. Kuhambe njani inkulumo le ngeyokuthi azoba ngomunye umkhokheli yini we-MDC kumbe bekuyimbona nje?
Khathesi kuleli lizwe into kumele siyiqaphele ngokuthi abantwana baseZimbabwe badla imbuya ngoluthi. So wonke umuntu uqakathekile. Abantu abanjalo njengoJabulani kumele bayekhulunyiswa, kodwa thina sibona kuqakathekile ukuthi silandele umbono kamuyi ubaba uTsvangirai ukuthi abantwana baseZimbabwe kababambane babe nyandanye ukwenzela ukuthi sikhiphe izano. Ngakutsho ukuthi ukubavakatshela kutho ukuthi sesibanike isikhundla, hhayibo.
Alo-ke ngunkosazana Thabita Khumalo osaphethe isikhundla sesikhulumeli sebandla le-MDCT ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekoBulawayo. Siphinde saxoxa njalo lo mntumzana Sibangilizwe Nkomo ongumqondisi wenhlanganiso yeJoshua Nkomo Cultural Movement eyindodana njalo kamuyi uNkomo, sambuza ngokwenzakeleyo ngempela sonto.
Kanti ngiyabonga umbuzo wakho. Okokuqala, uThamisa uvakathele eMatamhlophe. EMatamhlophe kuyimyuziyemu yeJoshua Nkomo National Foundation. Yikho lapha uThamisa ahambe khona. Lokho okokuthi khona uThamisa uvakatshele umuzi kaNkomo ePhelandaba akusilo qiniso, ngoba okungumuzi kaNkomo iPhelandaba. IMatamhlophe iyimyuziyemu ngoba yadoktwa yi-Museums and Archives.
Belimnxusile yini ubenxusiwe ukuthi aye emyuziyemu yakwaNkomo?
Hathi baba, thina abemuli azange simnxuse. Unxuswe ngujaha ongumaneja eJoshua Nkomo National Foundation okuthiwa nguJabulani Khadebe. Nguye umuntu abakuxoxisanayo ngoba ulesifiso layo sokuthi ebe ngu-MP emele i-MDC enkaya. Yikho-ke banxusane ngaleyo ndlela bayofika-ke lapho emuseum, sebetshengisana emuseum. Thina bakwaNkomo hhayi, azange sibe kwazi ukuthi uyabuya uThamisa. Njalo mina empilweni yami angikaze ngihlangane laye umnumzane uThamisa, ngibone emfanekisweni nje laku-TV.
Sizwa kuthiwa uthenjiswe intonga kababa uNkomo, kuliqiniso yini?
Akusikho qiniso lokho. Imuli azange ithembise uThamisa intonga kamdala. Njalo kulizilo ukuthi nxa kulo muntu ongathembisa intonga leyo into yomuntu omdala eyaba ingxenye yokukhulula ilizwe leli, intonga le iqakatheke kakhulu, iyinzilo. Asiyo nto ebobuhambe ikhulunywa nje ngabantwanyana ukuthi kuthiwa sengize intonga lami, senginike intonga kaNkomo. Akuqondanga, into ehlonipheka kakhulu intonga leyana. Kanti njalo balutshwana abantu abayaziyo lapho ikhona leyo ntonga. Yikho-ke nxa kulomuntu omthembisileyo, hhathi asiyomuntu wakwaNkomo, asiyomuntu wemuli ongabe ethembisa uThamisa into elizilo enjalo. Asiyo nto encane hambe ikhulunywa njengabantwana leyo. Kanti
lo-ke ngumnumzana Sibangilizwe Nkomo, umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeJoshua Nkomo Cultural Movement, njalo eyindodana kamuyi umnumzana Joshua Nkomo, ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekoBulawayo. Kunjalo nje silokhu sikubandla le-MDCT. Inkokheli yebandla le-MDCT ngapha kwele Melika ilandula imbiko ethi isixotshiwe kulelo bandla ngenxa yokusekela unkosazana Thokozani Khuphe. Lokhu kuphume ngempela sonto ebulenjini beTwitter, lapho enye inkokheli ebalisa umnumzana Zwitsayi Ruzwitso esekelwa umnumzana Joseph Nyamanjiba yibo okuthiwa sebekhokhela lesi sigaba. Osaphethe isikhundla sesikhulumeli sebandla unkosazana Thabita Khumalo uthi ibandla alikathathi inyathelo kusigaba seNorth America. Siphinde saxoxa lo mnumzana Dan Moyo, umgcini sihlalo wesigaba se-North America MDCT.
Yazi mfowethu, sisakhula kule nto bekuthiwa izifiso zikathemba lo amukela. Umhlangano wethu we-MDC ulama-processes lama-procedures. Angeke uvuke nje namhlanje decide ukuthi hayi, mina yimi esengizokhokhela i-district le noma i-province le. Kulama-processes okumele ayenziwe to get to that. One of them kulokhetho olenziwayo, i-executive yami yakhethwa ku-Congress ka-2014. And as a party, I think it's high time abantu bakwazi ukuthi siyiparty elomthetho, ele-constitution eyigadayo. Abantu okwama-parallel structure lokhu siyakwazi into ebevele yenziwa kudala. Savele saforma i-province leyi kulabanye ababedonsela besiya le, bengafuni ukudonsa labanye in a democratic fashion. So uma kuwukuthi it's the same cast of characters who have been attempting this really for the past 8 years since Ngingathi past 10 years since the formation of MTC USA, akusinto entsha esimangalisayo thina.
Sizwa bethu bona isizathu sokuthi uxotshwe ngesokuthi kuthiwa walile ukuthi uthathe umongameli umnumzana Chamisa njengomongameli. Kuliqiniso yini lo?
Akula ukuxotshwa okwenzakeleyo okokuqala, Mr. Gandhi, ngoba nginje akula muntu from ephathini ongitshela ukuthi kule nto enjalo ku-leadership. Yinto nje eyenziwa ngabantu esibaziyo, esibajwayeleyo khonapha kwele America. Abavele bebenjalo from ekuqaleni bengazimiseli ukusebenzisana lathi. So njengoba ngisho ngithi kula nto entsha lapho, sizolinda ukuthi bona abazithi yibo abathi bayi-MTC sibezwe besitsho bona ekhaya ukuthi ngempela sokunjalo. Mina inkinga yami angikaze ngiyifihle, ubumongameli bukaChamisa bu-questionable, and on principle I said ukuthi mina I'm not going to support umuntu ongene ku-presidency ye-party ngodlame langendlela ezingekho emthethweni webandla lethu le-MTC.
Hello ke umnumzana Dan Moyo umgcinisihlalo wesigaba se-MTC T North America ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 esedolobheni le-Virginia ngapha kwele Melika. Izakhamizi zemangweni weVictoria Falls emhlubulweni weMandebeleni zidla amahabula kulandela ukungaqatshwa kwabantu abadabuka kulesi sigaba selizwe ekwakhiweni kwendawo ezaba lamavinkili eyeVictoria Falls Shopping Mall. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
Indawo eyakhelwa amavinkili eye Victoria Falls Shopping Mall yakhiwa ngabenkampani eye Zimre Holdings Limited ngaphansi kweZimre Property Investment ngendleko yezigidi ezilithumi lantathu zamadola i$13 million. Inkampani eyakhayo esimbisa isiqalile umsebenzi wokwakha loba nje icalwa ngokungaqhathi izizalwane zeVictoria Falls kungakhathalekile ukuthi ngumsebenzi odinga izithupha kumbe hatshi. Iningi lezakhamizi zeVictoria Falls ziveze ukudana ngesehlakalo sokungaqhathwa bethi akubaphathi kahle ngoba bebekhangelelwe ukuqhathwa labo. Esinye sezakhamizi zeVictoria Falls, umnumzana Jabulani Ndebele, uthi isikhalazo sabo simqoka ngoba sekuqhatshwe abantu abasuka eHarare bona bekhona.
Kule company nje ebuye ezileyo lapha eFalls amasimba, it's a contract thing, babuye abazoyakha, but it seems them. Umsebenzi asiwutholi thina abantu balapha eFalls. Into eyenzakalayo kubuya abantu abeshoneni bebuya bezosithathela thina imisebenzi. Kula ma-drivers ama-truck I think they're about 15 or 14. Akula muntu owe-Vic Falls oqhatshwe even one. But into eyenzakalayo abantu abaqhatshwayo ngabantu abasuka khonale from Harare bebuya bezosithathela umsebenzi. Right thina kuthiwe sidle ngaphi, siphile ngaphi.
Esola lesi senzo senkampani yesimbisa, umnumzana Johnson Dlovu uthi intuthuko evalela abahlali besigaba iyabakhuba, ngakho bacela ikhansili kumbe uhulumende angenele.
Sikhuluma kanje ke sikule shopping mall eyakhiwayo. Isakhiwa kanje sikhuluma ikhampani le yokuqhatha kwayo kayizwisiseki. Kungazwisiseki kanje abantwana silabo asebekhona kwe yonke imisebenzi ukuthi bangena even kanye lasekudrayiveni kanye lakwasekwenzeni imisebenzi emncane engadingi ukuthi kudingwa abantu bakhatshana. But into esihluphayo ukuthi sibona ikhampani le kayiniki ithuba labantwana abazala lapha eFalls. Lokhu ibuya labantu babo abavela khatshana khona le Harare.
Umnumzana Prosper Ncube osakhulayo waseVictoria Falls uthi kuvele kwaphambaniseka ekutheni ikhansili leZimre baphe imvumo kunkampani esuka khatshana eHarare khonale ikhontilaki yokwakha amavinkili yona ehle yeza lezisebenzi zayo.
Ukuthi ikhansili yeVictoria Falls yanikeza itender ikhampani evelela eHarare ukubana ibuye izokwakha ishopping mall. Ikhampani le ibuye lama-truck angafika wona about 12. bonke o driver bakhona babuye bevelela nale eHarare. Mina nginje ngilo class 2 kodwa umsebenzi angutholi. Uphiwa bona bavele eHarare. Into embi kakhulu.
Inkampani yesimbisa isolwe kakhulu bethi la kuqala kusakhiwa imigwaqo beza labantu babo kwathi izizalwane zeVictoria Falls zangatholi umsebenzi. Ngimele iStudio 7 ikobulawayo. Ningu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Oku live talk lamuhla sihlolisisa kwenzakala kubandla le MDCT ngesikhathi kulabantu abaningi abahamba emhlanganweni kaMnumzana Nelson Chamisa. Kuthoni nqa kulabantu abaningi abahamba emhlanganweni le uzavotelwa na? Tumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze selithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. UZulu wamukele ngenjabulo inyathelo eselithethwe ngabenhlanganiso yebona ngezokusakaza elizweni ye-Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe iBuzz. Eyokumisa ukusakazwa kwembiko ekhankasa besithi bayenelisa kwelapha yiloba yisiphi isifo abazimeleyo labamabandla enkolo ezithile. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
AbeBuzz bathi benza lokhu ukuvikela uZulu emikhankasweni elakho ukuphazamisa impilo yakhe kakhulukazi kwezempilakahle. UMnumzana Matthias Nkomo ocubungula ngezembali lokuhlalisana kwabantu uthi ubevele esephuzile uhulumende ukukwenza lokho.
Mina ngithi khona incwadi le iphuzile. Kumthetho obhalwe kuncwadi le, umthetho wakudala. Okade kusebenzakala ekukhankaseni lokho, kuthatha isikhathi. Omunye lomunye seliprofita, omunye uyelapha, omunye yenza ngalokho. Umthetho lo mina ukubona kwami, kumele uqiniswe ekuqaleni. Okwesibili into enzisa ubuhlungu. Izitishi eziningi lezi zama-radio nama-TV ezikhulunywayo zilohulumende phakathi. Kutsho ukuthi ngezinye indlela uhulumende laye besekelela ubuqili.
Uchaza imisakazo yabawayilesi labomabonakude okuphansi kwahulumende uNkombo njengezitsha zikahulumende okumele ziqhubekisele phambili imisebenzi yentuthuko yelizwe, hathi ukukhankasela okungayisikho.
Asizwisiseni ukuthi ma sikhuluma ngamaradio lama-TV sikhuluma ngamandla okukhankasa. Kufana lokuthi ngamandla awesisotsha angavikela ilizwe. Ngendaba yokhetho okholo, into lezi ngangena emkhankasweni, uhulumende engakhulumanga, kumele kube yinto esegcekeni ekhulunywa nsuku zonke ukuthi hatshi bakithi omunye lomunye osefuna ukukhankasa kwakhe engavuyi ezitishini lezi. Umuntu kazidingele ezikhethele, ngoba izitishi lezi yizitishi ezithuthukisa ilizwe. I-constitution yeZimbabwe isinika sonke ilungelo lokukhetha. Mazo kungena emkhankasweni sokunikwa abantu ngamandla, ngoba uzatshelwa ngumazi babazini bani bani, ngiprofitas bani bani. Awusela mandla okuthi ayisikho, ngoba kuphume ngaphi ereduweni.
Emazwini akhe amunyethwe embikweni awethule kunsukwana izanda kwedlula, umqondisi ohlangothi olubonayo ngezokusakaza elizweni olweBuzz, uMnumzana Obert Mganyura, uthi bakhathazekile ngokusekusenzakala emisakazweni yeZimbabwe lapho bese kuqhutshwa imikhankaso ngabantu abekade bezithi banamandla okwelapha yiloba yisiphi isifo. Ethi kungaleso sizathu bekubone kufanele bathathe leli nyathelo ukumisa yonke imikhankaso yalolu hlobo eqambela abantu amanga ukuba abebandla elithile lezokholo loba uzibani ulamandla okwelapha yiloba yiwuphi umkhuhlane kungekho bufakazi obuqinileyo kulandelwa indlela zempilakahle ezesibhedlela. Abezempilakahle bahlezi bekhala ngokwenza kwalaba bantu, bebabeka umlando wokutshelela eceleni uZulu oyabe ezekibo ukuzadinga usizo lokwelatshwa kumikhuhlane etshiyeneyo ukuba balamandla okukwenze lokho. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
UZulu weZimbabwe wemukele ngenjabulo inyathelo eselithethwe ngabenhlanganiso Siyaxolisa. Abesifazane beZimbabwe bathi bakhathazekile ngokwehluleka kwamabandla ezombusazwe amakhulu eZimbabwe ukukhetha abesifazane ukuthi bancintise esikhundleni sikamongameli welizwe. UBenedict Nhlapho uxoxa labesifazane laba ngezikhalazo zabo.
Minyaka yonke nxa kulokhetho eZimbabwe kuba ledlabuzane elikhulu, ikakhulu labo abafuna ukuncintisa izikhundla ezijeneyo. Omama ke bathi lo bahulumende qhakathekisa ukuthi omama labo abangene ezikhundleni lezi abathokozi ngalabo abazancintisa ekhethweni lukamongameli. Bathi lo banje kusobala ukuthi bazabe bekhona omama abancintisayo kulesi sikhundla, kugoqela unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru. Ukusilela kwabancintisa lesi sikhundla emabandleni alakho unqoba lolukhetho yikho okubakhathaza kakhulu. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa nguye ozancintisa kulesi sikhundla emele iZANU-PF, kanti umnumzana Nelson Chamisa nguye ozancintisa emele MDCT Alliance. Njengoba ke la mabandla kuyiwo amakhulu njalo khangelela ukuthi ahambe phambili ekhethweni oluzayo, abesifazane beZimbabwe bathi lokhu kwenza kube sobala ukuthi umongameli ozakhethwa kulolu khetho uzaphinde abe ngowesilisa futhi. Ubona ukwethulwa kwembiko enhlanganisweni elwela amalungelo abomama ezim imbokodo, unkosikazi Corence Mkhosi uthi njengabomama bakholwa ukuthi inhlupho ezisuke zahlangana leZimbabwe eminyakeni edluleyo zidinga umongameli wesifazana.
Omama banesihelo kakhulu, bayakwazi ukunakekela phose umhlaba jikelele. Kodwa obaba ngingathi isikhathi esinengi umuntu udonsela ingubo lalele khona, enganaka umndeni wakhe akasenandaba lomakhelwane. Cela omama manje bathole ithuba bakwazi ukuthi nabo bake babuse.
Unkosazana Sikhanyisiwe Ndlovu ozalwa eLwagwero kwaMankunzana uthi kubakhathaza kakhulu ukuthi okwenziwa ngamabandla ezombusazwe kutshengisa ukuthi iningi lokhu lisaphila kudala abantu besacabanga ukuthi abafazi ngabantwana.
Mina ngokwami ngibona engathi sekufanele sibe lo mama ozasimela njengomongameli welizwe lakithi eZimbabwe. Hayi ngoba ngisola obaba laba basimela abafana labo Chamisa, labo Mnangagwa, labo bonke nje abanye. Ngibona engathi iZimbabwe isagxile kakhulu ekutheni indoda inhloko yomuzi, yingakho bengathi abayizwisisi kahle le ndaba yokuthi baphathwe ngabesifazane.
Unkosazana Sindisiwe Dubo dabuka esigodini yena uthi amabandla amakhulu eZimbabwe kwezombusazwe asehlulekile ukuba isibonelo kulokhu.
Omama banikezwe laba ithuba. iZANU-PF kwakhathesi ilomongameli wesilisa, MDC ilomongameli wesilisa, amanye amaqembu lawo ngabesilisa. Besijabulile ku-MDC sisithi umama Makhuphe sezoba ngumongameli, kodwa ukhanya besilisa abakakulungela ukuthi baphe umama labo ithuba. Sithole nzima umama banikezwe labo ithuba babuse.
Nkosazana Sifiso Ndiweni uthi omama beZimbabwe sebekulungele ukubusa ilizwe, osokusilela kuphela isifiso sabesilisa sokwamukela lokho.
Ngicabanga ukuthi masingaba lo president ongumama, izidingo zethu eziningi ziza kukhangelelwa, kuzoba lo muntu ozosihlupha ngokuthi njengabomama sicabangani. Okwamanje siyamdinga upresident ongumama, njalo sesizimisele ukuthi singaba la isebenzisane laye kuhle.
Loba kunjalo iningi likhuthaza umama ukuthi basekele abanye abesifazane abancintisa ezikhundleni ezijeneyo emabandleni ajeneyo ukuze inani labo abakwezombusazwe libe ningi okuzabapha amandla okuguqula indlela izinto ezenziwa ngazo okwakhathesi. Mele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapho.
Kanti kasavumi ukuba siqhubeke sisonke, kodwa singakehlukani ngesikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba ebesilazo. Umongameli Mokgweetsi Masisi wele Botswana wethekelele eZimbabwe lamuhla kuhambo lwakhe lwakuqala ukuphuma elizweni lonke egcotshwe ukuqala umsebenzi. Sokuqhamuke inkulumo phezu kwentonga kamuyi umnumzana Joshua Nkomo okuthiwa ibithenjiswe umnumzana Nelson Chamisa. Izakhamizi zeVictoria Falls zidla amahabula ngokungaqatshwa kwabantu abadabuka kulumango. Igamango Chris Gande lilala.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.